We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
Are the mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A.
UCLA, fight, fight, fight. UCLA.
Live from Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Did you happen to watch that football game over the weekend? Did you happen to see the score? Are you still on a high? Because I know all of us are. Welcome in to another episode of the Bruin Insider Show. We're running a trips formation here with ex-Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, who so eloquently called the action over the weekend, and I'm Brian Fenley. Yes, UCLA football, 32 points down in that second half, scored 50 points in 19 or so minutes of the final segments of the game, and a win 67-63 over Washington State, the highest scoring game in Pac-12 history. The legend of Dorian Thompson-Robinson has arrived. We're going to talk about his resplendent performance, the special teams dominance, Demetri Felton, Keyshawn Lucier-South, the 6 turnovers forced, and the Arizona Wildcats are coming up. And what in the world is Kevin Sumlin doing riding in a helicopter?
Yeah, lots to get into. It's going to be another tough game this weekend. But I think that this was maybe the most incredible and improbable comeback in college football history. I know the Texas A&M game and the Michigan State against Northwestern game from 2006 were larger comebacks, but when you consider the fact that UCLA was trading touchdowns during their comeback, and then once they completed the comeback, they had to come back again and retake the lead. This is something that we probably will never see again, ever. This was truly incredible. Well, coming up, too, we're also going to have a couple interviews. We're going to speak with former Bruin basketball player John Vallely. We've got the great Dribble for the Cure charity event to benefit the fight against pediatric cancer. We'll speak with him. He's one of the organizers of the event. And the women's volleyball team has its first home game tomorrow night, and it's against number 25 USC to begin Pac-12 play. We're going to chat with one of the best on the team, Mac May.
But first, coming up, get comfortable, pull up a seat. Wayne Cook on the other side to make sense of the mayhem that unfolded over the weekend. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access. All with Pac-12 Now.
Get in now to your Southern California Chevy dealers, where current competitive owners get over $6,500 below MSRP on a 2019 Equinox Premier with all-wheel drive. When you combine total cash allowance, price reduction below MSRP, and competitive cash allowance, hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer.
Based on $40,250 MSRP, some customers may not qualify. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/19. Call 844-55-CHEVY or see a participating dealer for details.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
And welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Nick Cope, Brian Finley, former Bruin quarterback Wayne Cook. Guys, where do we start after a 67-63 win for UCLA over Washington State? Well, let's start with the facts. The Cougs led 49-17 with about 6 minutes or so to play in the third quarter, and then UCLA scored 50 points from then on. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, five straight touchdown drives during that time, also had a sixth, would end up being the go-ahead, game-clinching screen pass of a score to Demetric Felton. And I just felt like this really sums up the night. Josh Repholz, high within the UCLA athletic program, after the win, he tweeted this out, a picture of Chip Kelly embracing DTR, and it said, quote, "You have to believe, even when it feels like no one else does, embrace the journey." Wayne Cook was on the field for this game. I can't even fathom the emotions that overtook him watching all of this unfold. And Wayne, as we welcome you in with all of us still on a high, could this be a launching point for this team that it so direly needed?
It could be. I mean, that's a great question. And I know that's where everybody wants to go in our wonderful reactionary society, but I think the great thing that happened was, first, to watch the players get to celebrate in the locker room. That's amazing. That you work so hard in football that if you don't win, it really takes the joy out of this game. And the thing I love about this team and this victory is, all year, no matter what's happened, this team just keeps fighting. So that was really cool. So I'm happy about that. When you were talking, though, I had a flashback and I don't know if this makes any sense, but there is a great sports movie called Hoosiers. I don't know if either one of you guys are both younger than I am, so I don't know if you've seen it or not. And in that movie, you know, there's a scene where one of the players, you know, does what he's not supposed to do, and he leaves four players out on the field, and he's like, that's my team. And then someone's asking him if he knows what he's doing, and he's like, I know what I'm doing. He's very adamant about it. Like, I know what I'm doing. This is the right way to build a team. I kind of feel like Chip Kelly is a little bit like Norman Dale, who's the character I'm talking about in the movie, where he's been all along. He's like, guys, I know what I'm doing. I've never doubted Dorian Thompson-Robinson, even though everybody else seems to be doubting him. I've always known he could be good. He just had an opportunity to show it tonight, and he's just been like that all year. And so to me, the things I take out of one, I am so happy for the players. And two, just the resolve of Coach Kelly to stick by his guys and know, because he says it every game, we don't have to change anything. We just have to do it better. We have to do what we're doing correctly. And every, well, what about the blur offense? And what about all the stuff we used to see at Oregon? Well, guess what? I don't know if it's the same thing, but we saw an offense that was a stinking blur. But it's because they executed it. They ran the plays correctly. And again, I'll say this. And Dorian, who had moments where he wasn't as good in this game, something clicked. I mean, he had a light bulb moment in this game where he was all of a sudden like, listen, I'm going to stop guessing and I'm just going to start playing football. And he went off, you guys. He was incredible in the last quarter and a half of that football game.
Well, you talk about trusting players, and the one thing that immediately came to mind as you said that, Wayne, was immediately before the last touchdown, and Chip Kelly's walking towards the ref. He's got his hands ready to call timeout. The TV broadcast showed a great replay, and it was so, I don't want to just throw a Belichick, but it was kind of something I would expect him to do, where you're almost playing mind games with the defense. Everyone's ready for the timeout, and he lets the play go, and it was so great, so awesome. But yeah, you brought up Dorian Thompson-Robinson. It just to kind of extend that a little further, he got beat up in this game. He limped on his second touchdown run. There was another hit he took where his offensive lineman had to help pull him back up onto his feet. And then there was a point, and I think it was Matt Stevens that pointed this out on the broadcast, after the three and out where they ran it with Josh Kelly three straight times, he laid into his team. And I felt like in that moment, he really took on the leadership role that a quarterback needs to have.
So here's what's crazy. And I'm going to try to say this the best way I can. For the first three games, a lot of times when the series is over, the quarterbacks come over and they sit on their spot of the bench. They answer the phone if Coach Bible wants to say something, and they just kind of sit there in their own little separate units. That's all fine and dandy, but like, I'm a big believer in the camaraderie of football. I believe that you know sometimes the quarterback has to go and bark at the offensive lineman and, you know, go find your receiver that maybe dropped a pass in the previous series, slap him on the backside and say, hey man, you know, we're gonna get him next time. I saw a quarterback who had his moment where he was beat up. He was tired. He was angry. I liked that too. He kind of got ticked off to the point where he's like, listen, I'm sick of this. I don't want to lose anymore, because anybody that's ever played quarterback knows that everybody else can be making all kinds of mistakes, but at the end of the day, everybody blames the quarterback. It's just the way the nature of the beast is. And he started making some plays, and every time he came over the sideline, he was talking to guys. He was fired up. He was, even at one point in time, I swear, I think someone said, hey, the phone's for you, and he's like, I can't get it right now. He was too busy being a leader. He was just playing football, and I loved it. He was so decisive, you guys, and the way he ran the ball, the way he moved in the pocket. Matt and I both noticed he was moving forward a lot more. And when he threw the ball, he threw it with conviction. I kind of compare it to a pitcher. Sometimes when you're trying so hard, you start aiming the ball as a pitcher, and usually when you aim the ball, you're not accurate. He just started ripping it. And we got to give credit too. And I've been saying this since summer. This receiving core is ridiculously talented. They just haven't had a whole bunch of opportunities to make big plays yet. Well, they sure did. I mean, Felton, Coda, Irwin, Joshua Kelly. How about that hurdle? For everybody out there that doesn't think that UCLA has athletes, please watch the replay of that game. Kyle Phelps, how fast is that guy? Are you kidding me on that punt return? So I loved it. I still think the offensive line needs to get better. They're a work in progress. But, man, I thought Dorian led. He played his best game by far. But the athletes came out to play in this one.
one of those athletes, as you mentioned, Wayne, Demetric Felton. Here is a guy in the past who was confined to a certain role. You know, he hadn't had a lot of experience as a running back, or a guy who prides himself on versatility but just really didn't get a chance. And here comes Chip Kelly, who goes against the grain, and I think this shows his ingenuity and his creativity, and finds something in Demetric Felton that we hadn't seen in his whole UCLA career, from him being the special teams conference player of the week to what he did with a 94-yard catch. And I was thinking about that 94-yard catch and run for a touchdown. And I believe there's somebody on this broadcast who has a touchdown throw that is 1 yard longer, if I'm not mistaken. And is his name Wayne Cook? And did it go to J.J. Stokes? So that, Wayne, that record is still firmly in your grasp. But from Felton, like you said, 150 yards receiving to catching the screen pass, to him basically having this superhuman effort where he basically will do whatever the coaches tell him to do. And I think he benefited from maybe some injuries in fall camp where he was kind of shuffled in as a running back. But what do you have to make about this guy's spectacular play and the fact that he always knew he had it, but now the Bruin fans are finally getting him and seeing him utilize it in the correct way?
Okay, well, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I love Felton because he's from Temecula, which is where I live right now, and he's a local kid. So I've been rooting for him in the beginning. And I will say this: I'm going to disagree with you. I knew he was good from day one. Remember, there were games in the last couple of years where he would do like an end around, or he would do some stuff in the first quarter, and you just go, "Man, this guy's explosive. He's got something." But here's the second thing I kind of want to tackle of what you were saying, and I really am speaking to a lot of UCLA fans or sports fans around the country. We expect way too much out of our young players. When I was in school, we had a system, and coaches used to tell the players, man, you shouldn't play until you're, you know, a sophomore, junior, or senior, you know, because you need to develop, you need to get stronger, you need to learn the game. This game is very complicated, and you just need to learn how to be a college player. We just have such high expectations for freshmen because they're so highly rated coming out of high school, and we expect them to be really good right away, and that's just not the case. I can give you a ton of examples of even quarterbacks that have, you know, Cade McNown's the greatest quarterback, you know, one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever had. Well, go back and look at his records his first couple of years and his interceptions and all the other things. He was much better his last 2 years because this game is hard. It takes a while. I mean, so for me, when I look at Felton, he was progressing like a normal athlete should, and he was working hard, showing the coaches he could play. He was getting opportunities. Well, this year, he was probably going to be that slot receiver. He was going to be in the game a lot, but he was pressed to play running back. And now Coach Kelly, as you pointed out, you know, he knows that this guy's explosive, so they're going to play him all over the place now. You'll see him lined up in a ton of different positions. And then let's face it, right now, if there's an MVP on this team, it's Felton. He's been the best player for UCLA this year. He's been the most explosive player for UCLA this year. What's great, though, is now that he's so explosive, people have to worry about him. And you just watch the other guys. I mean, shoot, Chad Cota. How many – Chad, I keep calling him Chad. That's his dad's name. He was in school when I was. Chase Cota was so good in this game. I mean, even on that Hail Mary, what a great catch. Phillips was so good in this game. Irwin's been good all year, too. I'm excited about the talent level of the skill positions, but right now it's being led by Demetric Felton.
Yeah, I remember preseason, Brian and I were talking, and one of the parts of the field I was most excited about was this receiving core, and we finally got to see that in full effect on Saturday night. There were lots of other things we still need to talk about, and let's not lose sight of the fact that the defense did allow 63 points and over 700 yards of offense, but they did create six takeaways as well. So we'll dive into all that and more coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
So I bet you've had the same conversation I've had. You've been talking to people and they say, I need to eat better. I just think I'd feel better if I ate better. And it's right about here where someone lays on the excuses. I'm too busy. I'm not a very good cook. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's actually somebody out there who wants to help you eat good and not spend a lot of time in the kitchen, no matter how well you know your way around. It's It's HelloFresh. They're going to give you delicious meals right on your doorstep, and they're going to tell you how to cook them. It's super easy, it's super delicious, and it's very nutritious. I have a job that's not 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. I work late a couple of nights a week, and I work Saturdays. This has been a huge help for us. We're eating good, we're getting out of our dinner rut with chef-curated recipes, and we're foodies. We like to eat, and we like to cook. And for this to hit our standards, that's saying something. HelloFresh made me a believer, and they want to make you a believer. And right now, for your first month, you can get $80 off by logging on to HelloFresh.com/college80 and entering the code college80. That's HelloFresh.com/college80 and enter the code college80. It's like getting 8 meals for free. You can also get yummy add-ons like garlic bread or cookie dough. No more excuses. Start eating right, and it's all coming to your front door. HelloFresh.com.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. Get behind the wheel today at your Southern California Chevy dealer and see for yourself why Chevrolet keeps bringing home award after award. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Finley with you. The Bruins forced 6 turnovers. They gave up a lot of points. As Nick said, they gave up a lot of yardage. But that 6th turnover, how fitting that it was created by Keyshawn Lucier-South, who had missed the first 3 games with some academic shortcomings. He gets the sack, ends up being fouled on by the Bruins, and they're able to cement the win. Kyle Phillips said, when the defense started creating turnovers, we knew we could get this win. And Chip Kelly noticed that the Cook players held the ball carelessly, and he said it was very apparent on the tape. And so the Bruins were prepared and were able to kind of rip the ball away several different times. There were 4 fumble recoveries, 2 interceptions, and also maybe Mike Leach's stubbornness, his addiction to passing and not running the ball down the stretch, running the clock out, might have hurt his own team as well. But Wayne, when you think of defensive coordinator Jerry Azzinaro and the work that he's done, how much confidence does this give him and the defense based on some of the positives that they can take away? Because I know Jerry had been getting some heat, and now he's showing, hey, we can make a difference here.
Well, there's obviously positives. I mean, all those turnovers are positive. I mean, the sack by Keyshawn Lucier-South, the fumble recovery by Woods, by the way, just having Keyshawn, having Josh Woods, and having Chris Barnes in there at the same time kind of makes me happy. You need to have some upperclassmen with some, they kind of have that man strength look to them. They're just older, they're more mature. I like having guys with more experience out there, so I thought that was great. Secondary still, has to work, but just to talk about the game plan that you're talking about, I was personally happy because I saw a lot more tight coverage. I was getting kind of tired of the loose coverage and guys being wide open in zone. We saw a lot more press in this game. Now, that being said, Gordon and company probably throw the deep ball as good as anybody in the country, and they completed way too many of those. So we've got to get better if we're going to come up and play bump covered, if we're going to leave people on an island and have the corners, do that. The secondary still has a ways to go, and they're going to get better. But let's just start with forcing turnovers, putting some pressure on quarterbacks. It's not anywhere near where it needs to be. The tackling in this game, in my opinion, was absolutely horrendous. If you go back and count the missed tackles, I personally think the game might have been, closer in the first place if UCLA could have just tackled. There was a lot of missed tackles in this game. So they definitely have a lot of film to watch and work on, and that's what's kind of cool about this win too. I truly believe this team's going to keep getting better because we've seen their character. They keep fighting. So both offensively and defensively, I think everybody on the team will tell you we can get a lot better. And so that's kind of exciting if you think about it, because they're going to get better. And there's some very winnable games coming up in the future. And so if they keep fighting to improve, they're going to keep, winning some games.
I'm really curious to see where this pass rush goes, because obviously there were times where Gordon had lots of time to throw. Yep. I felt like it did get better throughout the course of the game. And watching it back, Wayne, I noticed there was a game plan to disguise blitzes. We saw, right. And this is how Josh Woods got his pick, where you'd have guys on the line that would bluff the blitz and then come off. Right. And I think Washington State kind of picked up on that, and they were throwing the ball downfield. And then UCLA wasn't able to get home because they were disguising all of these. And then they sort of adjusted their approach, and that you saw that on the Keyshawn Lucier South play, where they just let all four guys go right at the quarterback, and Keyshawn Lucier South was able to get around the edge. And as you said, having all that experience out there, having Josh Woods on one side and Keyshawn Lucier South on the other, you get these young guys on the interior a little more time. I am optimistic with where the pass rush can go from here.
I am too. And one of the guys that I keep getting excited about who's young is Carl Jones. He's just an explosive. I know when you look at his size, it doesn't say he weighs very much, but he looks bigger and he plays fast. So I like him as kind of mixing it up to get you some more speed out there with some of those bigger players that are more thumpers. But again, this is an offense that if you're looking for, you know, they get rid of the ball so quickly. I mean, even the deep balls are quick passes. They're just taking three steps, planting, throwing. It's hard to get to the quarterback. And so some of those deep crossing routes, though, I will say you got to get to the quarterback, because they completed way too many deep crossing routes in this game. Seemed like they completed a ton of those. So there are always going to be things to work on. But again, more importantly, the confidence that comes with a win, the confidence. Hey, turnovers can be contagious. Teams love. I mean, that's why so many teams around the country are doing special things for turnovers. But trust me, turnovers get the team excited as much as anything. So if they can keep forcing and being opportunistic, I don't care as much about the stats if you're forcing turnovers, because that means you're affecting the game in a positive way, and that's what you want.
Yeah, the ultimate question is, how is all of this going to carry over to next week? Can that consistency come about that Chip Kelly has emphasized over and over again? And Arizona next week, the Wildcats, we are going to size up that matchup next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Spate hands it off. Kelly guns the engine. He could go. 40, 35, far sideline. 20, 15, 10. Bye-bye, Joshua Kelly. Touchdown, UCLA. 55 wonderful yards for Joshua Kelly.
Kelly.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Cheer on the Bruins from the heart of Bruin country when you stay at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center, a spectacular full-service hotel located right next to Pauley Pavilion. Reserve now at lcc.ucla.edu. Nick Hope, Brian Fenley, Wayne Cook with you. So now, can the Bruins move forward and attack Arizona in the same way we saw for the last quarter and a half against Washington State? The Wildcats, 2-1, coming off the bye week. They lost to Hawaii to start the year, came back with wins against Northern Arizona and Texas Tech. And Khalil Tate is back. We didn't see him last year. It was Rex Rodriguez at quarterback. J.J. Taylor has been limited in practice lately. But, Wayne, we know Arizona wants to run the ball with their quarterback, J.J. Taylor, and whatever else running backs they've got behind them. I think they've run the ball 50% more than they've passed the ball so far this season. Why is Khalil Tate, though, so hard to contain, and what makes him really impactful as a runner?
Well, he's really athletic. He's really fast. He's stocky. He's got great balance. I mean, he's just a gifted athlete. We've seen that ever since the first time he touched the field against UCLA. I mean, he wasn't the same guy last year because he was hurt, and he still put up decent passing numbers last year, but he was struggling with an ankle. So you're looking at the third ranked offense in the nation, but like the 120th ranked defense. So it's going to be different, though. You know, with Washington State, you had a guy that was going to throw the ball all over the field, and you didn't really have to worry about him running. With Khalil, I think you would rather him throw, even though he's not a bad passer. That's not what I'm saying, because I think he's good enough. But I think you would rather have him sitting in the pocket than him scrambling all over the field. So it's going to be a different game plan because the quarterback's a different animal. He's not going to throw the ball, you know, from the pocket as much. So it's going to be different, but it's also going to be very imperative that the offense continues to kind of, again, that was ridiculous what they did that last quarter and a half, but I truly believe that they can be that explosive. And against this team with Joshua Kelly, and I'm going to point this out, he didn't wear his knee brace in this game. He had that one play where he hurdled a guy, like, and it looked like he was about 7 feet in the air. I think Joshua Kelly's healthy. He's starting to get his game legs. You know, that was his best. I think he had 90 yards rushing. He's catching the ball a little bit more. When you mix him and Felton into the mix together, I think that changes this offense. And if I could, and I know you guys were talking about Arizona, I would love to say one more thing about the other game the other day, because I think it's important. I got a chance to talk to Dorian after the game in the locker room, and I just told him, and he was so tired, you guys. He couldn't even like keep his head up. He was so tired. And I just went over and talked to him. I said, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you did. I mean, I don't know if he cares if I say that or not, but I just want him to know from a quarterback to another quarterback that it means a lot, because we've all dealt with people chirping, with people, social media and people in the newspapers and people, everybody has an opinion. And for him to battle through that and play the way he played, and here's what I wanted to say. There was a moment late in the game where he threw a pass to Kyle Phillips on a crossing route and he missed him. It wasn't even close. And if you're struggling, people remember that play. But when you're playing good as a quarterback, all quarterbacks miss passes. Every single one of us. And he missed a pass there, but he was so good around that, and we still ended up scoring even after that missed pass, that it didn't matter. And I think that's a cool thing for quarterbacks to learn. You're going to make mistakes. I also, in the game, Dimitri Felton dropped two passes. He dropped an important one where he actually ran a route too short and came on a fourth down and dropped it. But we forget that in a win because he made so many great plays. I think all these players are going to realize they're not going to be perfect. But against Arizona, if they go out and they make explosive plays and they make enough good plays, the bad plays you can kind of be like, oh, that's okay because we're still going to get a first down. And I hope that they learn that, because fans tend to be ultra critical when you're losing and they know everything you do wrong. When you're winning, you can kind of forget about those things.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. And let's not forget, guys, that Kevin Sumlin, the head coach for the Wildcats, he knows a thing or two about blowing big leads against the Bruins. Let a 34-point lead slip away as the head coach at Texas A&M. And right now, he had the off week. They had a bye week this past week, and he did a lot of recruiting. And Kevin Sumlin has this helicopter that he's been using, which makes sense because in the Phoenix area, there are a lot of big-time players, and there's traffic. So what does he do? He spends the weekend on a helicopter and checking out some guys and maybe trying to woo him in. So what I wanted to say is to you, Wayne, two things. Where do you stand with the head coach flying around in a helicopter? And the second part is when Sumlin said at his press conference yesterday that the Bruins had, in his words, a completely different game plan against Washington State than in the previous two games.
Well, first of all, the helicopter thing. I think UCLA coaches have done that before. Sometimes, you know, trust me, there's people out there that if they can help and coaches can get to these games and be able to see as many players as possible, I don't have any problem with that. That's the era we live in. I mean, there's big money in college football, and so that doesn't surprise me one bit. But there was a different. This was that you guys, everybody that watched the Washington State game, and I hope to see it going forward. It was different. Everything seemed more aggressive, both offensively and defensively. I just think, trust me, I feel like this team was building. Coach Kelly said it in the press conference. He said, listen, our three games were very, very tough. And he acted like he's like, I wouldn't have it any other way. The only way we're going to get better and build to be a team that he's envisioned, and trust me, Chip Kelly, I know he's thinking about winning a whole lot of games. You have to go through tough times. You have to struggle. You have to play good teams. That's how you measure and figure out. It's good to see other players doing things right and you make a mistake. So you know what? We have a long way to go. We got to go back to work. But, yeah, I noticed a totally different team. I thought we were way more aggressive on both sides of the ball.
And I think it comes down to just having conflicting time spans. You know, fans think that we're supposed to be at this level at this certain time. Chip Kelly has a whole other idea of what it's actually going to take to make this work, and now we're starting to see the beginnings of greatness here. And again, we hope this continues. Chip has said over and over again, it's about consistency, it's about execution, and it's hard if you're DTR to top the performance that you had last week. But Wayne, as we say goodbye, I gotta hope that no matter how Dorian plays to the season, that he can always go back to that game against Washington State and say, you know what, I got this. You know, I got that in the bag. I can do anything out there.
Confidence is an amazing thing. And, you know, we hope that this was that light bulb moment where Dorian figured it out. And he's like, listen, I can play this game. Everybody's seen it. All of us that have been to practice have seen the great ball he throws. He just had to be able to put it together. And what I've noticed is that he just seems to be, especially in that second half, he was so much better with pressure. The way he slid and moved forward in the pocket and found open receivers, the way he planted his foot and throw with conviction, to me matters. And the way he led on the sidelines, I don't think that can be understated at all. He was such a good leader on the sidelines in this game. The players were rallying around him. But guess what? They've got to go validate that against Arizona. Get to work, play better, and don't give up so many points this time. You know, there's a lot of stuff to improve on, but let's go get another win, guys. That's all that matters. We get to 2-3, and then we'll worry about Oregon State after the Arizona game.
Wayne Cook, we will catch you on the air for Saturday's game, a 7:30 kickoff at Arizona. Thank you for coming on once again, and we look forward to listening to you on the call.
Brian, thank you so much. And Nick, man, you did an amazing job calling that game on Saturday, buddy. Great job.
No, I appreciate that. It was fun working with you guys.
All right, coming up, she's an offensive savant on the UCLA volleyball team. How did her ballerina background develop her into one of the best volleyball stars? That's coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Rini Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, next time you're on campus, stop by Platea Restaurant and Lounge for delicious Mediterranean-inspired food and drinks. Dine on their relaxing outdoor patio where Nick and I are currently sitting and enjoying life. And then soak up the beautiful SoCal weather. Visit PlateaUCLA.com for more information. UCLA Women's Volleyball, they're playing this other team from Los Angeles tomorrow, USC, where the Bruins start up their home schedule. Mac May, who is an offensive juggernaut for the Bruins, joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Mac, you're top 20 in the nation in kills per set, 4.59. Your athleticism is a chart topper as well, but your roots as a ballerina dancer, yes, I'm bringing this up. How have they contributed to the dominating performance and your skill set on the volleyball court?
Well, I was in ballet for about 8 years when I was growing up, and my mom was insistent on having me do it because it's great for coordination and balance and all that kind of thing. Actually, like, quarterbacks do this for just like to be better with their footwork and stuff like that. And so my mom probably didn't know I was going to be a volleyball player, but she had me do ballet, and in the end, it actually worked out really well because it just, like, a lot of things transferred over, so.
Your mom also insisted that she take you 6 hours. You're from Iowa. Mm-hmm. That she would drive you 6 hours to check out this beach tryout. I think it ended up working for you. Not only are you playing beach at UCLA, but indoor as well. How did that all come about?
Yeah, actually, this is, one of the just, like, craziest stories, but my, like, Des Moines from Dubuque is a 3-hour drive, and, she signed me up for this beach tryout, which was, like, it's a bunch of Iowa kids, like, it's not gonna be super high level, but, actually, Allie Lamberson, I think she's at USC now, she just was, like, I see some potential, like, come on out to California, and I don't think that if that ever happened, I would probably play in beach here. But, yeah, if it weren't for my mom signing me up for that thing, 3 hours there and back, I probably would never even be, like, this far in beach volleyball. I got 2 natties now. Like, it just kind of seems to all be connected. But I just remember driving home from that tryout, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, couldn't even barely believe it. And, yeah, I just think it's crazy how far I've come just from that. So, yeah.
We're joined by Mac May of the UCLA beach volleyball team, also the indoor team. As you got more involved with beach volleyball, per se, I read something that you were a little fretful over passing, that you were a little cringing over that aspect of your game. How did you desensitize yourself to that fear?
You just got to keep getting the reps, honestly. Yeah, when I was just starting playing beach, I was a middle blocker in indoor, and middle blockers never pass. And so I was like, don't serve me the ball. Please don't serve me the ball. And No, you just, it's just like coaches, like my mom is very involved in my volleyball career, obviously, but she would be like, make sure you go in, get more serve and pass. And I was like, okay. And it's just something you work at, like constantly you work at it. And I would go in for extra reps. I'd stay late for extra reps, and you just pass. And you just get used to the ball on your platform. And then you go to the beach and you pass. It's different on the beach. So you got to pass. And you just keep working on it. And the more you work on it, the better it gets. And so now I'm like, please serve me the ball. Give me the ball. I want to pass it. I want to hit the ball. So yeah, it's just, it's a process.
I think we can all see that your mom is the real MVP here and what she's done for you. So because you've become so comfortable with passing in indoors, you're now a six rotation player, if I'm not mistaken. And to come to UCLA from Iowa, when you had offers from Midwest powerhouses like Nebraska, what ultimately attracted you to come here?
Well, the first time I visited UCLA, I immediately fell in love with this place. I was walking around with, my mom came with me and my dad, and I was walking around and they were like, hey, like, it's the first one. Don't get too overwhelmed by like this place. I know it's like pretty and everything, but just like we got a few more places to visit. And I was like, okay, sure. And I visited like five more schools in California. And then I went back home and I was like, okay, but I really liked UCLA, but maybe it's just because, like, the first one I saw or whatever. But ultimately, when I made my decision, it was because of, yes, this place is beautiful. I think we have one of the most beautiful campuses in the country. But it's just, like, the people are amazing. The coaches were just so nice. The academics, like, getting a degree from UCLA is just, like, very honorable. That's amazing. We're by the beach. I get to play beach and indoor at two top programs in the nation. And there was just so many things that just, it was like uncomparable to so many different schools. And then I think the biggest thing for me was having the John Wooden philosophy as a background also. And like, no other school can claim that. Like, that is our thing. And just like having that pyramid of success and starting from the bottom and working up, and like each of those blocks are so important to an athletic career, or like athletes everywhere should incorporate that into their lives. And I think having that like right at my disposal was amazing. And that's just like something I could not pass up. So
John Wooden wrote a lot of books. Mm-hmm. When are you writing your first book, and can we all get a signed copy?
Oh gosh. That'd be pretty cool if I had a book. Maybe I'll start working on that. But I think I still got a lot more things to experience. And I think if I had to write it, I would have to have a lot of features in it of people and like things they've said and taught me throughout the years, because you truly just don't do it alone. There's so many people helping you through it. So, yeah.
And I got a feeling that book would have your mom included in a lot of that book. Shout out to Crystal. Shout out to Mac May for joining us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so that was Mac May of the UCLA's women's volleyball team, indoor and beach as well. Now, her favorite football team at the NFL level, the Chiefs. And The Athletic, which is a media outlet, they tweeted not too long ago, in case you miss it, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, has 36% of Troy Aikman's touchdowns in 8% of the games. Now, Troy Aikman, quote, tweeted back a rebuttal, and he said, in case you missed it, talk to me when Patrick Mahomes has 33% of my Super Bowl titles. So
I like a
Aikman
feisty Troy
brings
Aikman
out the sledgehammer, and I'll tell you what, anybody that says anything about him on Twitter, he's got a 100% winning percentage of winning an argument, and I have a feeling that they will never say anything like that about him again.
Yeah, I'd be careful. You don't want Troy Aikman clapping back at you.
No.
But a big match tomorrow for UCLA. Tough non-conference schedule, four losses, but three of them coming against teams currently ranked 2, 3, and 11. We got the students back on campus, got a packed Poly Pavilion tomorrow night, looking for a couple of things. Can they get some contributions through the middles on this team? It's been a lot of Mac May and also Savvy Simo on the outside. Can they get some more contributions in the middle from players like Emily Ryan, Tristan Savage? And then defensively, can they get a block going against a hard-hitting USC team?
7:30, opening up the home slate. Bruins against the Trojans. Get out to Pauley Pavilion. Support Mac May and the team as they look to impose their will on the Pac-12.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And coming up next, we're going to hear from John Vallely, who is involved with another very fun event here, a charitable event in the fight against pediatric cancer. So I caught up with him. We will have that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Head to your Southern California Chevy dealers today and get a total value of over $9,700 on an all-new 2019 Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71 when you combine total cash allowance, price reduction below MSRP, and option package value. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer.
Based on 52,175 MSRP, some customers may not qualify. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/19. Call 844-55-CHEVY or see your participating dealer for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Well, coming up on Sunday, October 13th, UCLA will hold its 12th annual Dribble for the Cure event on campus. UCLA Athletics teams up with the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation and the Cancer Research Program at Mattel Children's Hospital here at UCLA as they work to put an end to childhood cancer. UCLA basketball great John Vallely, who won two national titles with the Bruins in 1969 and 1970, is the architect of this event, inspired to make a difference after he and his wife Karen lost their daughter to pediatric cancer at just the age of 12. But as John tells us, great strides have been made in the fight against pediatric cancer. So this event has really blossomed since you helped start it back in 2008. We've seen, I think it's $1.6 million raised to this point, and we've had eight consecutive years of surpassing a $100,000 mark. Did you ever imagine how successful this would become when you started this back in 2008?
None of us ever knows how we might be used. But when the opportunity comes up, if we're a little bit prepared, as Coach Wooden used to say, maybe something good will come from it. And so I'm just thrilled that I get to be a part of this and be surrounded with such great administrative people as we have at UCLA and at the Pediatric Cancer Research Foundation.
A lot of work and research can be done in the course of a year since we talked to you last year. Where do things stand in the fight against pediatric cancer?
Well, it's always changing because we are finding things about proteins and we're finding about T cells and we're figuring out how to attack the bad guys, the cancer cells. And so we're constantly improving the survival rate of the kids. So back when my little girl passed away in 1991, only 40% survived. Today, we've got 85 to 90%, and some are almost 100% cures, depending on what disease it is.
So we're getting closer.
And so close to wiping out cancer for children.
That's awesome. That's great news. And just through this event itself, you've been able to interact with different players and coaches here at UCLA, but just many people coming in and experiencing the event themselves. What memories stand out when you think back on the last 11 years?
One of my favorite memories is one of our tallest players on the team last year came from the audience and stepped out with one of the children that was handicapped and was able to sit next to him. Now here's the 6'11" guy sitting next to this young child participating in the event when we were doing the celebration and honors at the end of the event.
Was that Moses Brown?
I think it was Moses Brown.
We're talking here with Bruin basketball great John Vallely with the 12th annual Dribble for the Cure coming up on Sunday, October 13th. Registration is now open at dribbleforthecure.com. So for those listening, they've heard about this. They don't exactly know what's going on. What should they expect? What's your pitch to get them to come out here?
If you want to have a good day helping people, perhaps that you've never met, you could sign up and come to Dribble for the Cure and bring your family. It starts at 8:30 in the morning for sign up, or you can sign up online at your leisure at dribbleforthecure.com, PCRF, and you'll be able to participate in an event that will make your family happy for the rest of their lives. It is really a special event. All the kids will dribble for a mile out around the campus. They'll come back and they'll meet the men's and women's players for the basketball teams, meet the coaches, hear a little bit about the players, and it's just a really fun day that only takes about 3 hours of your time. And you'll make a difference. You'll make a big difference for the kids that are fighting cancer around the world.
You're helping people, and then in a way, you're helping yourself. You're putting yourself just in a nice mood. What could be better way to start the day?
I find myself leaving the campus after Dribble for the Cure higher than a kite. It's always just a great feeling to know that so many people have come together and I got to be a part of it, and that the money that we raise is going straight to cancer research for children.
And we'll have a new basketball coach out there in Mick Cronin. What would you tell him about what makes this event so special?
I would tell Coach Cronin that after this day, you'll be looking forward to next year's Dribble for the Cure, when you will be teaching your players how to give to others. So many of our players have been so gifted. And at that age, what a pleasure to get to play basketball. But to know that these children are out there, honorary captains, kids that have survived cancer, dribbling the campus with the players, it's got to be great fun for these players. And I think Coach Cronin will find that it creates a balance for his players.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We will see you out there on Sunday, October 13th. Really excited for it. And I think what's really cool is that this is kind of become a Bruin tradition. It's hard to establish traditions, and you've done that.
It's my pleasure to be a part of it. I just hope y'all will come out.
All right, that's John Vallely here on the Bruin Insider Show. Again, to register for Sunday, October 13th, please visit dribbleforthecure.com. Every single dollar raised goes directly toward pediatric cancer research. Well, coming up, we'll close up shop here on the Bruin Insider Show and look ahead to UCLA at Arizona coming up on Saturday night. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. Well, after a very quiet weekend here last week, Brian, we got plenty going on this weekend. We mentioned women's volleyball against USC tomorrow night at 7:30. They will also host ASU at noon on Sunday. Both soccer teams are back. The men's team will take on UC Irvine Thursday at 7 o'clock. Women's soccer, ranked number 7 in the country, they will open conference play against Cal Friday at 7 o'clock. And the men's water polo has the SoCal Invitation going on this weekend. You can catch matches all day on Saturday. For tickets to any of these, just go to UCLABruins.com/tickets. And then, of course, the football team, 7:30 kick at Arizona on Saturday night. More Pac-12 after dark for the Bruins.
Nick, did you see this tweet that Associate Athletic Director for External Relations Josh Rebholz sent out? He said he had heard that at least 6 guys clocked out at running 20 miles per hour or more this past Saturday in the win against Washington State. He had Kyle Phillips, Demetric Felton, Darnay Holmes, Joshua Kelly, Elijah Wood, and company. And somebody felt left out. Antonio Maffei. He comes in at 6'2", 363 pounds, and he tweeted as a quote retweet to Josh Rebholz, "I think they missed mine. I was probably too fast to be clocked."
I mean, he has shown great improvement in his speed this year. In the Oklahoma game, I distinctly remember a play where he caught up to the running back. The running back had got past the first level of the Bruin defense, and it was Maffei backtracking on the play who caught up to the running back and made the tackle. So there has been improvement there.
See, we make fun of this, but I think he's right. I really do. And I think that we don't see that this guy is literally just a straight shooter and telling the truth.
I mean, if he's not there yet, he will get there soon.
No question. For producer David Kahn, executive producer Damon Dukakis, general manager Paul Engel, all-around great guy, and Ryan Aki, engineer Craig Robbins, the UCLA Athletics Communication staff, the great Nick Cope, who called this game last weekend excellently, I am Brian Fenley saying goodnight from Westwood.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.